man charged with Sydney's collar bomb hoax could be back in Australia within days. Paul Peters appeared in court in Louisville, Kentucky, and decided not to fight his extradition. It's alleged the Australian businessman attached a fake bomb to Mossman's schoolgirl Madeleine Pulver in an attempt to extort money from her family. The leaders of France, Germany and Greece have held emergency talks to try to come up with a plan to prevent Greece from defaulting on its debts. The leaders have dismissed suggestions that Greece could be forced out of the Eurozone. There are concerns that Europe's debt problems are threatening the very future of the European Union. And NASA has revealed plans for a new generation of space travel. It wants to build a rocket that can take astronauts to Mars and beyond. The project is expected to cost more than $16 billion and would be ready for its first test flights in 6 years. And Qantas passengers could face flight disruptions next week. As many as 4,000 baggage handlers and caterers will go on strike for 4 hours next Tuesday. The strike is part of an ongoing industrial action over pay and conditions. Qantas is warning flights could be disrupted for up to 2 days.